I forget to start that clip with a lowered volume every fucking week, Adam. Every fucking week.
Hey, Daniel.
Hi.
Hello, Adam. It's Scotty Rossi Butler. Today's the 25th of
September,
2025.
Yeah.
And
try
so far
to remember the 25th of
September.
5th of July show.
Isn't it September?
Pray. September.
Yeah.
September. September. You know what? I don't think that there's been another recording in recent memory that brings a smile to that old man's face as much as that.
Wait, which old man? I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Fatty. It's like Fatty giggles like a little schoolgirl every time he plays September. clip the anti Scott
is the one who said it, right?
I know. But the entire month of September,
pray September
on Fatty is just like every time, you know, it's
September.
Tuesday, September 1st. It's like, you know, one of the, so, but he just giddy, he just giggles.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Fatty giggles like a little schoolgirl every time he plays
September.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One and this is episode 48, 46 of the FO for right. The 4th of
September
2026. Y'all coming up on today's Say It With Me. Well, let me tell you all about my day. And y'all, we've got a big announcement. Big Fatty. Goodbyers, Big Fatty, make up your mind. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right. It's going well. Y'all, you're goodbyers today. Because y'all, you know, they say that the summer holiday runs from Memorial Day weekend back there in May through Labor Day weekend here in
September.
And y'all, I know this song is sealed with a kiss, but it's goodbye for the summer. Well, we're saying goodbye to the summer. But y'all, Labor Day, that pretty much kind of ends up the summer season for most people. Y'all, after this weekend, you'll have to put away your seersucker outfits and your white shoes and belts. And just get ready for to be a hot cocoa girl, Big Fatty.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Dear Gussie, y'all, tomorrow the 5th of
September.
Y'all, it's a very potent anniversarium, y'all. I've only met one of these two fine folks face to face, and y'all, the first time I met one of them, y'all, it was at my meet and greet up there in the Chicago's, and y'all, this person has been scarred. They've been scarred all of their life because of Big Fatty's, we'll just say Big Fatty's big personality. Big Fatty, don't you mean personalities? Well, okay. But y'all, just one of the nicest people you'll ever want to meet. Y'all, she sent me an electric tea kettle so I can heat up my water for my tea. Yes, Big Fatty, we're moving into hot tea season, too. It's true. And y'all, she's also, right now, y'all, she's the number one fan of the BFO for 20 and 26. Y'all, I am talking about Mr. and Mrs. La 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 La.
Lauren. Yes, McFetty, his name is Double A Ron. It's true. So wish him big old cake.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, Sunday, y'all, it is a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, never have I met this person. However, I feel as I've known him most of his life. Y'all, yes, because you have. He is the son of the person that is solely responsible for putting the CVS out of business. Put them in right into the bankruptcy, if you will. I used to get school pictures of him, and I think the last one I got was when he gravitated from the high school. I'm not sure where he is now or what he's doing, but y'all, it is none other than the one and only son of the one and only Princess Hannah. Y'all, it's not the boy genius anymore. It's the young adult genius. Big Teddy, we love the young adult genius. We do indeed. So y'all, if you see the young adult genius or Princess Hannah on the social medias, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they get a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday to you!
This just into the BFO Breaking News Desk. Y'all, it was announced on Thursday afternoon that Miss Nora O'Donnell will be the new third co-host of the CBS Mornings with Miss Gayle King.
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Whew, can you hear that? That's the cicadas. They're very loud this time of year. Do you have cicadas where you live? We have a friend who lives on the West Coast, and he's never heard cicadas. He came over here, and he was freaking out. He was like, what is happening? I love the sound. They're so loud. And it's about to storm. It's overcast. I'm walking home from the train. Ooh, there's thunder. And, I just got out of work. It's hot. It's 95 degrees. It's about 95% humidity because it's about to rain. It's so hot. And I'm going home, ready to eat my dinner. I'm so hungry. I have a gas report. It was $5.19 a gallon. And an hour outside the city, maybe not even an hour, maybe like 40 minutes, it went down to 3:20 something. So, you know, we filled up when we were outside of the city. Anyway, that's all. Just wanted to say, hey, let you hear the cicadas. And hope you're having a good Monday, or had a good Monday, or whenever you're listening to this. And that's all. Bye!
Yeah, I see y'all. That, of course, is Misery's La 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 La. La 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 Lauren, and, you know, she's number one fan of the BFO. Y'all, I don't know if you've heard this or not. She's got an anniversarium coming up tomorrow on Saturday to her husband, Double A Ron. Yes, Big Fatty, Mr. La 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 Lauren. It's true. Number one fan, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, and... I don't know that we have cicadas, but there are cricket sounding noises like that in Fat Acres as well. Yo, I'll tell you about that when I tell you about my day. Yes, Big Fatty. See, y'all, before I get into my day, y'all, I just want to say, I know me playing with all this new music and everything is like, oh my God, please get him a hobby. But y'all, it makes me so happy. And I hope that you can get just a slight amount of enjoyment out of me being happy about this. I'll tell you more about music and all when I talk about synthesize, but y'all, it just makes me happy. Happy, happy, happy. But anyway, y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I had me a Caesar salad with some chicken nuggets that I cooked in the air fryer. And, y'all, it was delicious. It was just delicious, I tell you. And then, of course, it was time for the NBC Nightly News with Tom Yamas. By the way, y'all, I forgot to mention that Miss Nora O'Donnell, when she joined CBS Mornings, you know, she started out there back in the day, y'all. She starts Tuesday, the 8th of
September.
Y'all, that's the two. I say Tuesday after Labor Day. Y'all, that's the back in ancient times when Big Fatty was growing up. Y'all, that is when school started, was the two. I say Tuesday after Labor Day. But anyway, talking about my day, I mentioned Tom Yamas and the sports ball was on. Atlanta Braves were up there in the Washington DCs, and y'all they beat the asses. They beat their asses of the Nationals. It was a whooping is what it was. Somebody pulled out a can of whoop ass. And Thursday they had a day off, and y'all, then they're heading up there to face the Philadelphians. And I know that my good friend Rick of Jerry and Rick and Daddy Ron, y'all, I'm sure they're going to be cheering for the Philadelphians, and Big Fatty will not be. Hopefully the Atlanta Braves will emerge victorious. And y'all, then after a while, it 8 o'clock, eight. No, y'all, the ball game was on in the afternoon. What am I talking about? It was on in the afternoon. They whooped them in the afternoon. Big Fatty, who are living downtown. It's true. Y'all, I played a little Candy Crush after the news, and then it was time for the Big Brother. This is is going to be spoilers for you, Crooked Hat, and others, if you're not caught up. Y'all, it was a 2-hour episode. I didn't realize that when I started watching, but y'all, the witch is gone. Yes, Big Fatty, be gone. Be gone before someone drops a house on her. It's true. And then, y'all, they got rid of the witch, and then they had a household. Oh, no, they had that green robot, the Zingbot, come by and tell dirty jokes about everybody. Miss Bacon says that what he said about Angela was spot on. And y'all, he had a cute little song that he sang about little chicken boy Drew, how that Melody never was going to kiss him and all this kind of stuff. It was cute. Y'all, then they had the head of household competition. Y'all, believe it or not, that Drew won it. And then he nominated Lala and Taylor and Yash. And then they had the power of veto competition. And y'all, Yash won it, and so he took himself off the block, and then Drew put up Devin. And y'all, I headed to bed after that was over. I was tired. Y'all slept like a baby and got up on Thursday morning, had my breakfast, just some toast and some of those little powdered donuts and my coffee, read the paper, did my puzzles. Then I started doing my nipple walking inside. Y'all, I had gotten over an hour and 3 miles inside the villa before I ever headed up to senior size class. And y'all, one thing, on hump day night, y'all went out to check how the new street light was. Y'all, they had not painted the black part on the back side, so I wasn't sure how bright it was going to be. Y'all, it's pretty bright. The villa is well illuminated, which is good, but yeah, it's not squinty bright. It was just that. Anyway, y'all, senior size class did that. Y'all, the lady was late getting there, so I led the class until she had arrived, and then she took over. And y'all, at the end of each class, we do a little line dancing. And y'all, there are these ladies that come in there barely moving on their canes and all. And y'all, when the dancing music starts, they get out there, and you wouldn't think there was a thing at all wrong with their mobility, but y'all, it just puts a smile on my face to see that. And y'all, then I came home, had me a little lunch, had some more of those chicken nuggets and some cheese, and y'all, did a little bit of washing, and now here I am recording the little show, and y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. And y'all, I hate to end the little show on a sad note, but y'all, I just read on the Blue Butterfly that Tessa, who was the family rabbit of Moose P and Carl, y'all, she was having health issues and all, and had to go to the emergency animal emergency room, and y'all, she went into kidney failure, and the vet recommend putting her down, and they've had to do that, and they're just heartbroken. So keep Moose and Carl in your thoughts. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the mix, and Daniel?
Fatty giggles like a little schoolgirl every time he plays
Septembre.
Well, you gotta giggle about something. Yes, Big Fatty, they giggle at you.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.